My name is Annalisa Aldrete. I'm 16 years old. Today is the 26th of November, 2017, and I'm here speaking with Amy Aldrete, who's my mother. We're recording in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Annalisa.
So to start off, what is something you're passionate about?
I'm really passionate about raising healthy kids, raising good kids.
Healthy as in health itself or mental health?
Like, I guess just mental health kind of issues.
That's good. Speaking of kids, how were you like in your childhood?
I had a really fun childhood when I was small. My parents were also school teachers by profession, but they were actually like, my dad was a carpenter. And he played with us a lot, and my mom played with us a lot, and I think they were great role models.
Because they were able to play with you and also...
And they knew that what we were doing when we were playing was learning. So they always... And my grandmother lived next door too, and she played with us a lot. So the play was always meaningful, and they always made it seem like it was the most important thing happening at that time. I never felt like ever like... something else, that I was keeping them from something else that was more important.
So were you a playful child, would you say, or a child that liked to learn?
I think I was a playful child, and I think I also loved to learn. In fact, once I was sick and my mom made me stay home from school, and I liked school so much that I took all my stuffed animals and set them up and pretended to have school with them.
Are those one of your happiest memories?
Not necessarily being at school was a happy memory, but definitely playing, like making mud pies with my grandmother and my dad teaching me how to do things in the shop. And one of my earliest memories was my mom teaching me how to read.
You remember your mom teaching you how to read?
Yes. I remember sitting on the couch and her pointing at the words, and I was guessing words, and she said, "You can't guess the words, you have to sound them out." And I kept trying to guess them. And then she said, "Then we're just going to put this book away." And I didn't want her to do that because I liked reading. And so I started sounding out the words.
I remember when you taught me how to read.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so now that we're on to happy memories, what are your most difficult moments in your life?
Oh, wow. That's a big turn. The most difficult moments in my life, I think, were also my parents' most difficult moments. And that was just realizing that I was growing up and leaving home. Because I think myself and also my parents really like small kids, and it was very difficult for them to accept that I was growing up and leaving home, and that was difficult for me too.
What are some like deep, like in-depth instances of you and your parents realizing that you're growing up?
You mean like examples? I think that, the one that I remember is that I was pretty responsible for my age, and I was at a party and there were kids drinking there, and I did not drink because I didn't want to get hurt, and I didn't want anyone else to get hurt, so I drove everybody home, and because of that I got home late, and my mom was so angry, and she asked me why I was late, and I told her what it was and expected to get a pat on the back, but instead she was shocked that they were drinking at the party.
So you knew more about the world than your parents, you would say, or just...
I think that, in essence, a lot of teenagers know more about their world than their parents really do. And that was definitely the case for my parents. I knew a lot more about what was happening in my world than they did. And that's the way it's supposed to be for teenagers.
Hmm. Now, from teenagers, how is it like being a parent yourself now?
Scary. It's really scary. I don't want to make any mistakes, but I know I will make mistakes, so I guess we're just all learning as we go, and maybe that's some good example making. It's okay to make mistakes and learn from them.
You've read a lot of books about parenting, right?
I guess so, because I'm a teacher, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are the most valuable lessons you've learned from those books?
I think the most valuable lesson I've learned is how the brain develops and why it develops the way it does, and some things that might trigger the brain to work some ways instead of others.
So now that you know how the brain works a little bit more, does that give you more relief when certain students act out a certain way?
Absolutely, yeah. And it really helps me understand that what I most enjoy thinking about is the fact that the frontal lobe of the brain is not fully developed until people are a lot older. And so that executive functioning, that understanding that you're going to, some actions are going to have consequences, and that those things are not always clear to students, gives me a lot more patience when I'm working with them. Obviously, I have to carry out a consequence for them, but a lot of times I'm a lot more, I don't get angry about it because I know it's all part of that brain development and learning process for them.
Is it difficult to differentiate which levels of maturity should have the different kinds of needs that they require?
You mean like different students with different levels of maturity need to be treated in different ways?
Yes.
No, you can just kind of tell from the student the way they react. And I mean, as long if you're willing to listen to a student and get them to answer questions, then you can kind of figure out sort of where they are in terms of their development.
So there's a lot of little hidden gems in being a teacher besides teaching, right?
Yeah, I think that if you're willing to listen to your students and then listen to your kids as well, then you get a better sense for what's actually going on in their brains.
What have you learned besides the development of the brain from your students? What else have you learned to manifest in your own life?
Like what have my students taught me, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think my students have taught me that young people are just miniature adults, and that a lot of adults really don't ever mature, I guess. I'm not sure.
Do you, have you read any books about the adult brain and how that works?
No, that's still a big mystery to me. I don't understand what I'm thinking right now, actually. No, I actually have not read anything about the adult brain.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on to family, we can ask about your siblings.
Okay.
You have one sister.
That's right. I have one sister, and we were really close in age. We played together all the time, and we were really, really, really different.
What were your differences?
Well, she was super, super friendly. She had lots and lots of friends, and I didn't have that many friends at school. I was really, really shy.
Is that something that you wanted to emulate from her confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have loved to have as many friends as she did.
What do you think she liked, wanted to emulate from you?
She always said I was her hero, and I just couldn't see why. But she said that I was really, really brave. And I was certainly not socially brave, but I did travel a lot when I was young, and I wasn't afraid to try new things and learn new languages. I never believed that anything could stop me except when it came to making friends. I didn't think that anybody would like me. I just felt too different.
Where have you traveled?
When I was 18, I traveled to Denmark, and then when I was 21, I lived in Mexico for 6 months. When I lived in Denmark, I lived there for a year. Then I moved to Washington, D.C. when I was 23 and lived there for 3 months and thought I was going to stay. And then I decided I didn't like it. So just on a whim, I decided to go to the graduate program at UT Austin, and I moved there for 2 years.
Can you say hello in Danish?
Dag hvordan går det? That means, hi, how's it going?
That's nice. What did you study in the university?
In the university?
Mm-hmm.
I have a bachelor's degree in linguistics and political science, and I got a supplemental major in Latin American studies. And then I went to graduate school at UT Austin, where I studied public affairs, and I really focused on Mexican culture and women in Mexican government.
Which class was the most enjoyable, or which topic was most enjoyable?
I think the one that I really, really loved was, there were two. One was anthropology, and my other favorite class was a international economics class, because I was really interested in social justice issues, but I wasn't a Catholic at the time, so I didn't know what social justice issues were. I was just really interested in economic equality across the globe.
What made you want to be a Catholic?
I decided to become a Catholic because I loved the tradition of the church. I loved the history of the church, and so that's why I did it.
But you were, before you were...
I was a Methodist before that.
But that has history as well, too.
It does, but I had a lot of my friends were Catholic, and I really enjoyed going to the Mass. I really enjoyed everything I learned about the rituals of the Mass, and we don't have those kind of rituals in the Methodist Church.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. So you really like rituals and the traditions of things.
Well, I know enough about the brain to know that I'm a kinetic learner. And Catholics, believe it or not, move around a lot. They stand up and they sit down, and then there's the chrism oil, and it has a special smell, and you've got the incense that goes off, it has a special smell. So it's really a multi-sensory experience, and I'm a very spiritual person, but I'm especially, I learn things kinetically. I experience things very sensorially, and so I loved the Catholic traditions. And I also just love the idea of Mary. Again, I mean, I know that the Catholic Church doesn't have a great history with, in terms of the way it treats women, but it adores Mary, so that was a big part for me.
Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to add about yourself or about this interview?
I have a wonderful husband. His name is Horacio Aldrete, and I have two other children who are the light of my life, named Isabel and Stuart, and my family means the world to me, so thank you for asking about them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.